Steve was selected because the team behind me, the board, all thought that he was the man for the job, and his record proves it. He's the man of the moment, he's doing the job, and he's come to Rotherham to do a job here.
A few people are surprised though, because Crawley were a club on the up themselves. I think he signed a new deal last summer. They've had a lot of money to spend there, a lot of success as well, and are firmly in the League Two promotion picture this season. So why has he decided to move to Rotherham United? Have you got any feeling on that? Is it just because he sees this as just such a good move for him?
I think it's one or two things. I think that the X factor with the stadium, I think the volume of crowd that we can attract at Rotherham, as you know, Crawley are seeing something like 2,500 fans, which is not a big crowd. So he's obviously looking at a bigger club, a bigger club that's got ambition and drive. And you know, we've discussed this at length, and we believe that he can make a difference, which is what we've been trying to do over the last few seasons.
In the process of finding a new manager, Tony, there are a few names in the hunt, of course. When we talked to you at length about, you know, you were talking to different people, was Steve Evans first choice?
No, it was one of the choices, and it just seemed, after we spoke to him, to see the man for what he is. Very hard-working. I mean, a lot of people associate Steve as an animated force on the pitch. And there's nothing wrong with that, as long as you're getting results. But in private, he's a deep-thinking, very professional, well-organised, a man that knows what he's about.
Are you going to have to pay compensation to Crawley?
Well, I never talk about compensation. All I can say is that Crawley and Rotherham United have sorted everything out behind the scenes, and we look forward now to welcoming the new manager, and we're going to get behind him. I want the fans to get behind him, and let him show us what he can do.
He has got some history though, Tony. I mean, was that a concern at all?
Well, we don't take it lightly, as you know. We've not knee-jerked and just appointed a manager. You know, we've taken time, we've taken stock, we've interviewed at length. I said early on that we've been spoiled for choice, and we have. Taking all the factors into account, this man is the man to take Rotherham to the next stage.
But he has got, though, I mean, I don't want to linger too much on it, but he has got those previous issues at Boston. Is that something that ever came up in the interview? Did you feel like you had to ask him about that?
All aspects came up with every manager that we interviewed. And, you know, you go backwards before you come forwards. And Steve Evans has satisfied us that he's the man that we need. And that's the decision we came to, and it takes into account everything that you've said, and we're satisfied that he can move forward and get us to where we need to be.